The old Chevrolet left Kansas City November 21st, Saturday night. Luggage was lashed to the fenders and roped to the roof. The trunk was so stuffed it could not be shut. Inside, on the back seat, two television sets stood, one atop the other. It was a tight fit for the passengers. Dick, who was driving, and Perry, who sat clutching the old Gibson guitar, his most beloved possession. As for Perry's other belongings, a cardboard suitcase, a gray Zenith portable radio, a gallon jug of root beer syrup, he feared that his favorite beverage might not be available in Mexico, and two big boxes containing books, manuscripts, cherished memorabilia, and hadn't Dick raised hell, cursed, kicked the boxes, called them 500 pounds of pig slop. These, too, were part of the car's untidy interior. Around midnight, they crossed the border into Oklahoma. Perry, glad to be out of Kansas, at last relaxed. Now it was true. They were on their way. On their way and never coming back. Without regret, as far as he was concerned, for he was leaving nothing behind, and no one who might deeply wonder into what thin air he'd spiraled. The same could not be said of Dick. There were those Dick claimed to love. Three sons, a mother, a father, a brother. Persons he hadn't dared confide his plans to or bid goodbye, though he never expected to see them again. Not in this life.